Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson juggles the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Runnels moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Stevens scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daly moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Barry Latman now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daly scores. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy Esposito pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito strikes out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Malzone moves to third. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive towards third. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and has Lawler trapped. Brewer throws to third, and Malzone tags Lawler for the out. Torgerson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Landis reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby pinch hits for Barry Latman. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keogh is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ray Moore. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Arias now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields the ball and throws to Arias covering. Safe. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Button scores. Runnels moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Gary Geiger pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Turk Lown now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Runnels scores. Stevens moves to third. Geiger moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Malzahn hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens tags and scores. One out. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lawler moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brewer strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Turk Laun. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Esposito moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.